morning, March 4th at 10:02, up 26. This is the regular work session for the Board of County Commissioners. And our first thing is going to be ordinance number 03042601 that will be heard in the large conference room in the commission office. Devin?
Yes, sir.
It's on you, buddy.
Perfect.
Turn your microphone on, please.
Make sure you use mic turned on. Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Okay. So we were working with Lauren to just kind of make some amendments to the cruelty to animals ordinance, just to make it stronger and more defined than what we currently have. And that's pretty much it.
Did you provide us with a copy of the change? Changes on Title 6?
2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah. Yes, yes, you did?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I knew you had. I'm just wanting to say you knew. Okay. Anything else? From you guys?
Just so the commission is aware, there is a portion of this ordinance, well, it has to do with tethering of animals, which we'll go with this, but we're going to present that next week.
Yeah, I think that's the next one.
Right, so it will be similar to this, we'll go along with that, but it will be next week that we'll present that.
Okay, we need to check and see the Utah state law is going to change a little bit on that. Just double check with that.
On which one?
On cruelty to animals.
Okay. Have they already signed something into law?
It hadn't signed into law, but get through committee so fast.
We'll pay attention to that.
So it'll be coming out.
Okay.
Friday at midnight. We're going to know what's going to the governor.
Okay.
Jen, policy 460, employee benefits.
I made sure I was green there. We went over 460, went over with legal and with the clerk auditor, so we're just making updates to policy 460 to align with the changes that we made this year with our benefits and also with the changes to the URS in the automatic enrollment. I have copies of it and the red lines if you need it, but those are just the changes that we're making right there, right now. With the HSA and the front load and how that's going to go forth and the changes that it'll make to the pay period contribution rate. The match money will still stay the same. And then with the URS automatic opt-in, so we used to have it where we would match the 2.5% into the 401k plan. That's going to be changing to the Roth 457B plan.
So. Clarification on that one. The automatic enrollment is into the Roth 457B plan. The county's match will still go into the 401k plan.
Okay.
Has to, otherwise we have legal issues. So county will match any contribution, any savings plans up to the 2.5% to the 401k. But the automatic enrollment and auto escalation will be in the Roth 457 plan.
Thank you.
Did you already send us a copy of the red line?
I think, did Harley send that out beforehand?
We had conversations. You presented it.
Just as long as I have a copy, just read the end.
I've got one here too if you want me to take this along.
I think Mike presented it originally to him.
Yeah,
and 457, and that's a good deal. That's an improvement.
We did that one. We made that, but now we're addressing our policy that follows that.
So the changes in the policy mirror.
Correct.
Yeah.
And I think, Jen, wasn't this? It has to be, if we're going to accept it, it has to be done by April 1st. Is that the?
Well, we did the agreement with URS. That part's all done. They've accepted it, everything that way. Now we're just trying to get their policy to match that.
Yeah, now that those changes went through commission and everything, we just want to make sure everything in the policy matches everything that was beforehand.
And just for the public, only thing we're changing is instead of auto enrollment and 401k, put on auto enrollment in the Roth 457B plan as quick as it's administratively possible. They're shooting for April 1 with the what they call ARIUS, the state's new online program. Should be out some. You'll be, so if you're part of that, you'll be locked out here in the next
15.
Probably like next week, you're going to be locked out.
I just read the email.
Yeah.
16 to the 30th.
Yeah.
You'll be locked out of it as they make this transition.
So you need to log into URS if you have an account, and there'll be a number that comes with it. You need to copy that number down and keep it, because that'll be your new number in the new system.
For some people, it's asking you before it gives you that number to confirm your profile information and your beneficiaries. So you will not see that number until you confirm those things. So make sure you do that first so that number can pop up.
Life will be a lot easier for you if you have that number.
And you just sent that out to everyone.
I sent that to everyone, yes.
So well,
NURS sent something out.
Yeah, they've been sending
yesterday.
Out notices since February.
They sent mail out, too.
Yeah.
Same thing. So please, please follow up on that. Anything else on 460?
I think that's it.
Okay. Opening request for information, UC 2602, St. Paul's Episcopal Church and Lodge Rehabilitation Project. Mike?
Okay, commissioners, we have four bids for this project. Where's our purchasing department?
Yes, Trini, if you can read the numbers.
That's what I want to know. So we're just going to do this. First one is from...
I can answer four.
No, yeah. Mordor, M-O-R-D-O-O-R. And they are out of Ogden, Utah. Next one is Brody Woods Construction. Same Woods Constructions, they're out of Vernon. Yes, they're out of Vernon.
Is that Brad Woods? Is that like
it's saying Brody, so I'm guessing it's his son. Next one, we don't know who it's from. It is from Copper Top Construction, LLC. Adam Madsen, I don't know where they're out of. Not sure where they're out of. I was going to say 801, but that doesn't mean they're from Salt Lake. Next one is from Kevin Hadfield in Tooele. Those are the bids for the St. Paul's Episcopal Church Lodge Rehabilitation Project. Recommend we feed these to the
Historic Preservation and
that committee and that and award it whenever they're ready to award it.
So might you have four?
Yes.
I believe so.
Yes.
We'll now go to recess for the Municipal Building Authority.
We don't have a motion in closed session.
Closed session. You're a bit late, Gary. We're just
trying. I know. I thought we'd be more than a
box. It's too late. We've already opened them.
All right.
In a public meeting, I didn't have motion.
Opening request for proposal UMBA 26-1, Uinta County MBA Master Plans for Buckskin Hills Rec Complex and Western Park.
Okay, commissioners, this and we have received 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 proposals. We're trying to get on into it here.
And this is an RFP, which is different. We will be stating them now.
First one is from ARCADIS, and they are where they're out of. Let me pull one of their other flyers out here. At least if I can get further where they're out of. Salt Lake City. Cottonwood Heights. Don't know what the name of the company is yet. Alpine and Associates. Alpine Associates. What's happening? Out of Salt Lake City. Next one is Sunrise Engineering and SE Group. Next one is from Terracon, TERRACON, out of Salt Lake City. Next one is Jones and DeMille. Adam Runnell. Design Workshop Basalt, Colorado, BASALT is where they're out of. VHI out of Vernal. And that's all of those bids.
Thank you. How many of those was it?
Eight.
Seven. We'll adjourn the MBA and reconvene our commission meeting now. We're going to close session to discuss the purchase, exchange, or lease of real property with public discussion of transaction, disclose the appraisal or estimated value of the property under consideration, or prevent the public body from completing transaction on the best possible terms in accordance with Utah Law 54205(1)(c). And then we'll adjourn. The closed session would be in the small conference room.
Matthew, can I have a moment before you adjourn?
You can adjourn yet.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Okay. So I've come before you to ask that the commission, I've come before you today to ask the commission at your next regular meeting, which I believe is the 11th, your commission meeting, that you place on the agenda a motion or an initiative to change the form of county government. I know we've talked about this before.
We have discussed that, and it came down to, and if you recall, it's got to have a survey of the county folks, the closest we came, it would be at your expense. The county's not liable for that. And they said it's going to be, when I say they, I don't remember who we contacted, but it's long ago, they said around 50 grand.
My thoughts are this, that if we were to place this on the ballot, then whatever the outcome of that was would determine whether or not that was what the public would like. I don't think that's something that the commissioners to say, yes, we want to do this or we don't want to do this. I think this is something that the public should make the decision to do.
But we still have to do by the rules.
Yes.
And that requires it. So
just asking.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's where we're at.
Very good. Appreciate your time.
State your name.
Pardon me?
State your name.
Oh, Dan Dilsaber.
I'm sorry. You should have been first, Dan. I'm sorry.
Thank you, John.
Okay. We'll be adjourned into the book office room.
Do we need a motion?
I need a motion.
We need a motion to go into that.
Into closed session.
And then when done, to come out.
And we should have done that for the Municipal Building Authority, if I'm correct.
Well, I thought he started to do that.
Well, we never made a motion to go into the Municipal Building Authority.
Come on, Chairman of the MBA, what would you do it?
Well,
just make the motion for both.
You're right.
I'm going to make the motion to go into closed session.
And when completed.
And when we're done, we will adjourn from there.
And the closed session is for?
What I said. John said. Closed session to discuss purchase, exchange, or lease of real property. And public discussion and transaction would disclose, though. That's enough.
And it's in the small conference room?
And it's in the small conference. Why did I make the motion?
You started.
You said what I said, so that worked.
And
all in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye.
Thanks, Mike.